Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, what about the word, the world, normalizing Zionism? Has Zionism become simply a code for Jew? And does that mean that anything goes? The Colorado suspect said he wanted to kill all Zionist people and planned the attack for a year on social media yesterday. In fact, I want to find it for you. Somebody also said to me that that Israel is basically giving normal Jews or something like that an innocent Jews a bad name, meaning an innocent Jew is one who isn't a Zionist. Now, very, very hard to try and understand and to differentiate that. Ben Dror Yamini is a journalist at Yediot Achronot. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning.
So there's no doubt, I think it was Jonathan Sacks in one of his books, speaks about how anti-Semitism was about religion and then it was about ethnicity. Now it's about Zionism. It's a shapeshifter. And right now, the latest iteration is Zionism. Is the word Zionist, is it simply code for Jew? And does it mean that Jews around the world who might or might not be Zionist, majority are now at risk?
Yeah. Well, it's a very good question, because many Jews just deny the very fact that when other people, anti-Semites, when they say Zionist, they mean also to them. I mean, and the very fact that they are them by themselves anti-Zionist, it doesn't help. It just makes the problem much bigger. Because now the anti-Semites, they have accused. Look, we have people like, I don't know if you know the names, Peter Beinart or Norman Finkelstein.
Yes.
You look, they are anti-Zionists. So we are not anti-Semites. We are not racist. We are enlightened. We are good people. We are just against the political phenomena, which is called Zionism, and those who support Zionism, like if Zionism is a kind of sickness or something. Well, let's make it clear. I mean, Zionism is only one thing. The very right of Jews for self-determination. And when they say, for example, Zionism is colonialism, this is one of the main arguments in the United States, and right. Not only, and I guess you are familiar with it. I mean, it's just the opposite, because the whole idea of Zionism was against colonialism. We did not want to be occupied. We did not want to be ruled. We just strive for self-determination against colonialism, just like many other peoples in that time. And that's why Zionism began at the end of the 19th century. Because in that time, many people were striving and fighting, struggling for what? For self-determination against colonialism. And that's exactly the time when Zionism said, we too. We are part of the story. We are against colonialism. We don't want to be ruled by empires or by anybody else. And that's why we need Zionism, because it is self-determination. And the foundation of Israel, speaking about the UN decision in 1947, it was a kind of decolonial decision. The very fact that the Arabs, who also received their own state, rejected the resolution plan, it speaks for itself. I mean, about them, not about Zionists. But Zionists, the very nature of Zionism is anti-colonialism.
Right.
Just the opposite of
right.
what people say in many circles.
It was interesting, towards the beginning of this war, people would try and call me out on social media and say, he's a Zionist, as though I would deny it. In other words, in their world, the word Zionist was a very, very negative word. In our world, this word is actually quite a positive word. It's fascinating to see that the how successful, in quotes, how successful the world has been to demonize Zionism. How do you think that happened?
It's very, it's an old story, actually, which began with the Soviet propaganda in the 50s, in the 60s, that after, it's very interesting, after they supported the very establishment of a Jewish state, immediately after they actually changed their views and they became totally anti-Zionist, and then the propaganda began. And just like in the days of Stalin, they had a lot of what we call useful idiots. So yes. Many people in the left, but it was very, you know, small part of the left. It was not all the left,
right,
in the 50s and the 60s. Later on, because of a lot of school of thoughts in the United States mainly, but not only, you know, this kind of colonialism, settler state and so on, they just occupied the minds of younger people with this kind of theories, like Jews are part of the colonialism, which is going on, by the way. Point which is a kind of positive. They say it also about the United States and about Canada and about Australia and about South Africa. I mean, we are all kind of colonialists, who did not come to their place and actually evacuated the indigenous people and so on. Of course, it's stupid. It's mainly stupid when we are speaking about Jews in the Middle East. I mean, my family is coming from the Middle East. I mean, what am I? What am I? Am I a colonialist? I mean, they were forced out.
It's absurd. Right,
to go.
Right.
Are we? Yeah, so half of the people in Israel are actually from the Middle East. So what are they talking about?
Well, it's obviously, that's why it's a very, very difficult construct to continue. We do need to leave it there. Ben Dror Yamini is a journalist at Yediot Achronot, talking to us about Zionism. I do have this breaking news. The bodies of hostages Gadi Haggai and Judith Weinstein have been recovered from Gaza. The Israeli military have recovered the bodies of slain hostages Gadi Haggai and Judith Weinstein from the Gaza Strip overnight, their home of Kibbutz near Oz has announced. The married couple were murdered during the Hamas's October the 7th, 2023 onslaught, and their deaths were confirmed by the military in December. The IDF has not yet commented further on the recovery of their bodies. So just to tell you that again, the bodies of hostages Gadi Haggai and Judith Weinstein have been recovered from Gaza. It's 8:43.